Coach, what attracted you guys to go after Coach Cox to coach the defensive line, and what tactics do you think he's teaching these guys that maybe they didn't use last year?
I'm not going to speak to last year. I think that Brian is a very passionate football coach. He's a guy that has experience, and when you put a staff together, you want former players on your staff. I think it's important. The whole time that we've been here, we've made sure that we have a sprinkling of players that have played in the NFL, that have been in the locker room, so he can talk about those experiences. And he's done a very good job everywhere he's been with the way that his defensive lines play. And that's a very competitive group as well. You know, those guys have got a limited number of spots that are going to be on our roster, and we've got four or five guys that are going to be fighting for those spots.
Coach, you talk a little about Paul Warlow and just the kind of job that he's come in and done.
Yes.
This year, undrafted.
Yes, being an undrafted player, lead our team in tackles last year, it says a lot about Paul. Paul is probably one of the best guys that I've been around in terms of being a student of the game. He studies it. He knows it. You saw it from the very beginning in our rookie mini camp where he played all three linebacker positions for us last year. He took advantage of the opportunities that were presented to him when the season started, and he ended up leading our team in tackles. And, he's competing again this year, and, he's a guy that once you get your spot, you don't want to lose it. So I know how he's approaching this offseason.